Okay.
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Audrey.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you muted Ben or is he muting himself?
He's
He's muted
muted
himself.
himself.
I'm just mute.
Some days it feels.
Got it? We're ready? His call is meeting to order. This is a Board of Trustees meeting for the Navajo Mosquito Abatement. It's June 3rd. Is that right?
Yep.
Yes.
5 o'clock. Here is Ryan Lesty, Janae Dirsch, Joe Ferreira, Jean White, Lauren Colby. And on Zoom, we have Audrey Pierce and Ben Anderson. And we usually have someone coming in, but nope. Not today. So there's no public. So there's no public comment. Has everyone had an opportunity to look at the minutes?
Yep, motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
I'll
Second.
second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous, all 5 of us. Financial report.
Hey, a few things on the quick report that I want to go over. On the Mountain America side of things, check, let's see, 3530 to Janae. That is a paper shredder, and that we needed a new one. The old one, it was kind of halved. So anyway,
And maybe from the last century.
this
Now
is true.
you can shred more than four papers at a time. But to make it work, it wasn't working.
This is true.
So.
So that's what that is. Right below that is a reimbursement to me. That's for an authenticator app for like our .gov website, our FAA website, things like that. That's what that is. We also have, you'll notice, two different payments to the landscaper people. They charged us for March and for April this month because they hadn't charged us for March until now, and so that's why there's two. Down at the bottom, there's one to the Clark Mosquito Control Products for $9,800. That is two pallets of granule pesticides that we purchased and we have in that has come now and all that. So that's what that is. On the purchase card, there's a bunch of stuff here. The first one there is Costco is for kitchen supplies and cleaning items. And then on the back of that, Walmart, that is for some water for our ice machine, some oil and some other kitchen supplies. Lowe's, mainly that cost is acetone. I needed to clean off, yeah, that's what it is acetone. Below that, UMA is our spring workshop. That was $100. That's what it cost us to get our employees to attend that. And then Intermountain Farmers was for chicken feed. Costco, right below that, is the annual membership for that. Right below that is Walmart. And what? So that is actually baskets for our e-bikes. However, we took them back and got them reimbursed, and that will be reflected later. And then right below that is and two things to Amazon. One is hand scrubs, and the other is bike helmets for the e-bikes. So because there's a new law that. Well, it should be. It's always been our policy to wear the helmets, but now we're really emphasizing it because they have to wear them and they've always had to. But, anyways, so we bought everybody a new helmet for that. And there'll be one more of those coming that is not on this one that will be on. So, and that's it.
That should have its own. Like social media announcement, the e-bikes with the helmets and the baskets in the front.
Yeah.
Just driving around Madden.
They were
Right.
driving
That's
around.
actually pretty funny.
What's that, Audrey?
I said that's actually pretty funny. I like that. A way to promote ourselves out there doing the stuff that we do.
There's always a parade in July. I know. Maybe we should let the board of trustee members go ahead and ride those e-bikes to the parade. Yeah. Get you guys some shirts, some swag.
How much candy can the basket
So, any
hold?
other questions from the budget?
No, but motion to approve the budget.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Hey,
Hey.
next is manager's field report.
All right. So I sent this out to you all yesterday. Just really quick. All our seasonals are here. We've been out daily for a couple months now, doing a lot of work. With how dry winter was, it actually feels like we're about a month ahead weather-wise and mosquito-wise. In May, we treated 159 acres with the drone. That's now we're at 241. Well, actually, we did more yesterday, so that this total is actually lower than what we've done. And I, as I talked about in the financial report, we purchased a couple pallets of granules to help us through the season. Our surveillance trapping has started. We have, if for those of you who are here, if you go out and look under this tree, you'll see a trap hanging there. We'll be up there for the night. We trap 2 nights a week, starting well. For the last until now, this is the first week we're going to trap 2 nights a week. We've been trapping 1 night a week before now. And we've tested that. Well, the traps aren't, honestly, they're not very bad. Like they've been worse in previous years. I think the dryness of everything has contributed a lot to it. Plus, I think the kids are doing a good job getting out there. So.
Wind have any problem effect on it?
Wind has so yes, like we have to, the only way we can drone is if the wind
Yeah,
is
but they're
under
saying
15 miles an hour. But as far as mosquito populations, yes, that will have like
well, for our traps and blowing.
yes, wind. I mean, there has been a couple of our traps that when we've had heavy wind nights, the they've blown the nets off the traps, and so that's never fun, but. Janae has tested over, I think it's just over 40 samples so far. We just got
Down.
Yep.
she is getting bad, she's doing great. I've ordered our testing supplies and just got the confirmation that all of those are in, and I'll be picking them up tomorrow. So we'll be good to go. What we've been testing with so far is last year's stuff. We still had some left over from that, and so we've been able to use last year's stuff for that. So, well, so we've had a few service requests. Had one from over in West Valley just yes, you know, well, actually, it was on Sunday where they were saying that they were pretty bad. And so we helped them out a little bit this week. And they were appreciative of that. But honestly, we haven't had that many people calling us, which I tell you, when we have bad years, they call. So, so far, it's been pretty good year as far as mosquito populations go. And like I said earlier, we started our bite program. There are mosquitoes in the storm drains, and we're treating those as well. So, we'll do our best to keep up with them. That's all. Unless you have questions.
Any questions? Okay, next
Nope.
is certified tax rate.
All right. So every year in June, we have to do this. Basically, we make the determination whether we're going to raise taxes or just leave them the way they are as the county sets it. And I don't see any need to raise them. So we have a resolution here that we need to have you guys basically approve, saying that we will Unless you want to raise taxes, which I don't think we should, but
Not this year. I don't think so. Yeah, no. I'm good signing up.
so we need to, like, someone
We
go
need a
ahead.
motion.
I make a motion to approve the.
I got a question about that.
Okay.
Do have obviously with our support with your suppliers and stuff, have you been talking to them about any price increases? Because I know in our line of work in construction and stuff, our pricing, our materials and stuff is going up.
Yeah.
Have you talked to them to be able to make sure that we're going to be okay? You know what?
Yes.
Because okay.
Yeah. So every year that the vendors and everything, they talk to us about like the chemicals and stuff and what price increases that'll come about and everything. And since I've been here, like our pesticide budget has gone up every year, but at the same time, we've got a buffer. We've got the money to cover it, so I'm not worried about it at this time.
I think we're very frugal and fiscally responsible when it comes to things too. I don't think we've,
Try to be.
yeah.
And we've already purchased all the pesticides for this
Yeah,
year.
I was gonna say we buy
Yes.
them ahead of
So
stuff.
we're for this.
So
So
we
man,
have
we're all caught up with our pesticides for this year, and we this
have.
is. This is for next year though. So, but like next year, there will be increases. There are every year, Ben, but not to the point where it's going to hurt us too much. The way that I try to do the pesticides, and that's mainly our biggest purchase every year. Like there's other things like we buy a truck or something like that are bigger than the pesticide, but I try to do it so that we have some left over each year in a certain area. And so like this year, I didn't purchase any storm drain pesticide because we have enough from last year. And so it's just kind of, I try to rotate things a little bit so that we don't have it all in one year. Plus we have plenty of budget, plenty of money in order to cover anything in case of emergencies and things like that. So
Perfect.
Anything?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do I have a second? We have this motion on the table to
I'll
accept
second.
it. All in favor? All right.
Aye.
Aye.
Janice, all five. Okay. Next, the weather station quotes.
Okay. On the back, for those of you who are here, I'm actually going to share my screen here for you guys if you can. Okay, because I didn't send this out to you. Okay, there we go. Okay, so just really quick, the reason that I'm bringing this to you guys right now is because we don't have a weather station at the office, as far as, and I don't want the most expensive one. I'm just saying, like, anyways. I want one for two reasons. One, in order to do our ULV at night, we need to know wind data and temperature. There are apps on phones that we just use currently that work fine, and we can keep doing that if you would like us to. However, I would like it to be a little bit more accurate. I also like with this, it would be purchasing a couple of handheld devices that we can take out when we go with the trucks, that we can keep with us, that we can read exactly where we are, what the wind is doing, especially for ULV stuff at night. Being able to know what the wind is doing, where you're at, like you can see it for if I know for sure when it's too windy, that's obvious. But being able to know better which direction, I mean, when you're standing out there and stuff, you can see the wind and that kind of thing. But this giving me a more accurate readout helps determine how we operate, if that makes sense. So that's the reason I'm bringing this to you. There is a system that I did not put on here, that is from Frontier Precision, which is our GPS company. They gave us a bid like in September of last year because I reached out and asked them, and it was going to cost over $4,000 for just the stuff we would put on the trucks. This, what I have for in front of you is a station that would be centered here at the district, at the offices, and then it would be two handhelds that we could take out into the field.
Are there any subscriptions that you know
No.
for that buy?
Unless we bought the AT&T service that you could do with it, but you can just put it
Oh,
on
yeah.
Wi-Fi. And I just need the Wi-Fi one for that. And the handheld ones, they don't need anything because you have them with you when you're out. So.
Yeah. In land surveying, it's very common for people to get the MiFi boxes. So that they can hook the global positioning system to it.
Yeah. And I don't think we need to get that specific either. But
Yeah, my concern is when we need to get that specific is when we fly a drone.
well, no,
The...
because again, like if you have just one of these handheld ones out with the
So
drone,
that would be okay.
I don't, we don't need ex I mean, we need specific, but we don't need that specific. Because like we've operated for years without it. It's just an added benefit is all this.
It's
And
just a
again,
one-time cost too,
it
so it's
is.
not
This is a
reoccurring.
one-time
Yeah.
cost that would be the end of it. And again, I will pre present this. This is a want. It's not a need because we've operated plenty with it. It's just it would be a benefit to us, I believe. So
My question is the prices are several hundred dollars apart. So what does, the X3000 do that the Kessel doesn't do?
if you look at with the Vantage Pro 2 and the Kestrel, they're very close to each other. I believe that there's no real difference between the Davis and the Kestrel other than the brand name. Davis is actually more known than Kestrel is for the station.
Okay.
Kestrel is more known for handheld devices. The Hobo system is much more data and much more scientific and much more like it's the reason it's more expensive is because it's getting into what you were talking about. It's
Okay.
more
Roger.
like
Do any of the other districts have any of these systems that have you talked to them and
I have talked, we've
to see
talked
what they
about this in
like?
the past, and I don't know specifically what they
If they
have.
like or don't
Some
like.
of them have them, some of them don't.
Did
So.
anybody have special pricing at the conference?
I don't know. Not that I
I
not that I saw either.
know. Yeah.
So,
Hey Ron. Hey Ryan.
yeah.
And make your phone.
When we do that, like if we do that, how much data are we collecting? Like if we're like before we fly the drone, are we going to be able to report to be able to say, hey, it's this temperature, these are the winds, this is the direction? Because, I'm just wondering, just for like if somebody came from the public and said, hey, your pesticide did something, we can at least say, hey, like before we could just say we were here, but then we can say, this is where we were at, this was the temperature, this was the wind that day when we were flying. We can get a little bit more detailed. Are we going to report more on that?
Probably not with the location necessarily, but.
So it yeah, I mean we
You'd have to record it.
and that's not a problem, like it's easy to do, like so we record almost on our fogging right now, we currently do all of that, and that's mostly what this is for, but on our app, on our fogging app, we have to fill out a whole form of things, and it tells us we have to fill out the temperature, the wind direction, the wind speed. And right now, all we're doing with that is basically looking up what our app is saying, our weather app on our phone is saying. And I would like it a little bit more detailed than that. So we're already doing
Okay.
that. Now, when it comes to the drone, we're not. And I mean, I don't see a problem with starting to do that, but.
Well, I was just asking because I know like
Fox, I don't know if Fox Elder has a weather station, but I know that they are very, they got to make sure that they take care of their bees.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so
Yes.
and so and I'm like, I'm kind of not the, and I'm pretty sure we've got some beehives and things around these parts, but I think it'd be just, no, I think this is a great idea. I was just like, no, just to have the reporting, just so that we can, like, if just it's a CYA thing for
Oh, yeah.
me.
And
It
yes,
just
100%. And when it comes to the bees and stuff, we are aware of a lot of the locations of bees. Like, there are backyard ones that we don't know of. However, and that's one reason, that is definitely one of the main reasons we have to keep track of the wind and the temperature stuff on the fogging. With the granules and stuff with the drone, we haven't in the past. That's just mainly because with the drone, it can't fly above 15 miles an hour because it doesn't work very well that way.
Right. Okay.
Not gonna, the stuff that we spray with the drone is not really going to harm any bees or anything like
Okay, perfect.
that. But so,
And your preferences?
my preference is either the Davis or the Kestrel, to be honest with you. I don't have a preference on either one.
Well, which one would be the most bang for our buck?
They would be basically the same, like completely.
I would recommend the Kestrel, because we use that for racing.
Okay.
So my kids run junior dragsters, and we've got some Kestrel machines that we use to monitor weather and things like that. They're obviously a little bit more basic than this, but Kestrel is a great brand.
Yeah,
So, and luckily
the
it's the
handheld,
lowest.
yeah, the handheld Kestrels, like, I think they're the best ones out there. Those are the ones,
Oh.
I mean, for that. As far as the station goes, the Davis and the Kestrel are very similar. From what I understand, wind and temper, well, wind is better with the Kestrel than with the Davis. That's what I, on my research and stuff, found that.
Well,
So,
it sounds like we've kind of made a decision then, because I was going to say, well, if they're both basically the same, why not go with the cheaper one?
yep.
So, can we get a motion to have Ryan purchase the Kestrel
I'll
at
motion.
14? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So,
I,
okay to
yeah,
purchase the Kestrel.
I can do that.
Okay. Agendas for next board meeting. We're getting to the point where we have to make reservations for
For
that.
Ogden,
Yeah, so I mean,
I haven't seen anything come out as far as being able to make the reservation, so.
is that far enough away that we can stay there, or are we done? Okay.
Well,
For you.
that's gone. Like, that whole
Okay.
50-mile thing, we don't have to
Yeah.
worry about that anymore. So
I have no idea what that is.
it
It's
used
before your time. Don't worry about it. They used to make us, if we had to be so far away in
50
order
miles.
to stay overnight.
Oh, interesting.
So if not, we had to commute, which costs us more now because of gas prices. But
Yeah, well, there's Front Runner, unless Front Runner's gone up, and it probably has.
yep.
Any
Anything
other
else coming?
items?
No. Nope. One more motion.
No.
Motion to dismiss.
I have a
Second.
second?
Hey, I got a question, just something to bring up.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm full of questions. So West Valley City's having their West Fest on the week of June 15th. Is it possible that we can maybe get that area, Centennial Park, which is on 3100 South and 5600 West, kind of pre-treated, so that, because I know that you did it for like the Magna fireworks and stuff like that. To
Yeah.
me, because
And
that whole
you,
park will be.
yes. Usually we do it for West Fest as well. So yeah, we've usually been aware of it, and we usually
Okay.
try to take care of it. So yeah, we'll be over there.
Okay, I just wanted to double check and make sure. So
yeah, no, appreciate it, Ben. You know,
I know I get questions like that all the time, even with the 4th of July still being a month away, but yeah.
Yep, we will be there.
Great. Motion to adjourn.
We have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right.